Hi, this is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Shafika Martin.
Sharfika, okay, thank you so much. I'll take it from here. Hi, Sharkiza.
Africa.
Oh, I apologize.
Shafika Martin. How you doing?
Shafika.
No
Okay, I'm
problem.
so sorry about that.
Yes.
My name's
It's
Jessica. The call is
okay.
being
I know. So
recorded.
you know, a lot of people sound like they say I sound like I'm saying Jessica instead of
Yeah.
Jessica. But
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
yes, I already signed some papers. I was supposed to be getting a call back to sign some more papers.
Okay, let me make sure. Was it the transfer agency that you signed paperwork? It wasn't a law firm?
No, it's I believe with you guys.
Okay, let me double
It was
check
with you guys.
one moment. Okay.
Because I didn't speak to anyone else.
Okay, so just to confirm, it was the transfer people, the people before us. It wasn't like a law firm, correct? And
Oh,
there's no other law firm,
no, it
but
wasn't a law.
okay. Just want to make sure.
Correct.
So there's no other
Okay.
law firm. You're willing to affirm that's a law firm as well?
Yes, there's no
Okay.
other law firm.
Perfect. And let's see. So was your baby diagnosed with a type of necrotizing enterocolitis or short bowel syndrome,
Yes.
perforated bowel?
It was necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. I apologize. That sounded horrible.
No, I know.
I'm sorry to
I
hear,
understand. Okay.
but
You
let
can.
me see. It's a horrible thing. Because we are currently okay. Sorry, I was having issues with the system here earlier, so I wanted to make sure it would still let me. It looks like it will, so that is good news. So again, I'm so sorry to hear about the NEC. As far as injuries, what were there any injuries that happened, like death, ongoing and gastrointestinal
Yep,
bowel conditions?
he had liver problems.
Liver problems. Okay. Again, I'm so sorry. Okay. Do you have any medical records to show proof of the diagnosis or injuries?
No, but I told the who I signed papers for, I told them that they couldn't have access to them. I've never
Okay.
like went back them, but I'm willing to sign anything for you guys to get access to them.
Okay. And then, do you know what date your baby was diagnosed?
Yeah, the day it was the first week of December 2020.
First week of December 2020. Just best to your knowledge, do you know the date? Like the 5th, 7th, 6th.
I don't know the date.
Okay.
I don't know the date. I'm sorry. Someone's calling me on the oven. I'm just dumb.
It's okay.
I was.
We'll see what we can do here. But first week. And then I was the child diagnosed with NEC prior to be given the formula. So, were they diagnosed before being fed the formula or after?
No, after.
After, okay. And then, how long after being fed the formula, was your baby diagnosed with the NEC?
It was about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So over 7 days.
It was 2 to 3 weeks. It was, okay. Yeah, it was 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, and then, excuse me, do you know what hospital they were diagnosed
yes,
at?
Yes, Novo.
Excuse me.
Norwalk Hospital.
Novo?
Norwalk. It's N-O-R-W-A-L.
Okay, perfect.
Norwalk.
In what city?
This is in Connecticut. The city is Norwalk. The state is Connecticut.
Okay. Okay, and that hospital's on Maple Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it's 30.
It's
34 Maple Street, correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You need the zip code?
I Googled it. It's 06856.
Okay.
Is that right? Okay.
It's 06. It's 06850. 50.
Oh, 50?
Yes, 50.
Okay, let me.
Because I used to live right around the corner from me.
Okay, perfect. Well, actually, I lied. It says the emergency department. Or let's see, I can adjust it here. I'm just going to use the, because I do see one address, but when you look it up, it comes up as 06856, so I'm just going to use the.
That's because it's a, you know, go all the way around. Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
But it goes all the way around. It's
okay.
Fine. It's
okay,
fine. I think
they
are no, because it's Norwalk Hospital. It's only one Norwalk Hospital, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. And then.
I live in Yeah, but I used to live around the corner from there, and that was my zip code. So I, just because the building is so big.
Mhm. Absolutely. And then, let's see, were they born at that same hospital, or a different
yes,
one?
He was born
same
at
one.
He, no, okay. First, yeah, he was born at the same hospital.
Okay, and do you know what brand of formula that was used?
Yeah, it was the NICU. It was, I'm sorry, it was the Similac, NeoSure.
Okay.
I said the NICU, I was thinking about the thing he was in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the Similac NeoSure.
Okay. And then you said you'll be filing the claim in your mother? Correct?
I'm the mother.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is your the baby boy still living?
Yes, he is.
Yes. Okay. And then I'm assuming you do, but I have to ask: do you have authority to sign on behalf of him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Perfect. And what was his, bear with me, gestational age at birth? Do you remember that? Like how far
his
along you
weight?
Were? The gestational age?
I was 7 months. I was 7 months, 31 weeks.
31 weeks?
Yes, yeah, 7
okay.
months. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Did he become diagnosed with the NEC while in the hospital, or did you guys leave and come back?
No, I left and came back.
What was it?
Well, I didn't leave. I'm sorry. He was diagnosed in a hospital because he was preemie, but I was thinking about me. So he was diagnosed in a hospital, but they didn't diagnose him like right away when he was born. They diagnosed him. He stayed in a hospital because he was preemie, so he had to stay in a hospital. But they diagnosed him 2 to 3 weeks after he was born. He didn't get diagnosed like, you know, when he's born and they take all the tests. He didn't get diagnosed then.
Okay. And did he ever leave or he stayed there the whole time?
He did leave, or that, well, after he left after that, and then he went back. He went back and he stayed for 2 months, 2 months and a half.
So
And because he
he.
had to get the surgery and stuff like that.
Gosh,
So
I'm
he
sorry.
only left the hospital for a brief period of time. It was
Is
brief.
that after the
He left the hospital.
diagnosis or before?
Yeah. It was after the diagnosis because he was supposed to,
Okay.
he just left because he was supposed to come home, and then they had to give us they had to do more testing, and then they had to give us a surgery date and stuff like that. So he
Okay.
wasn't even home for like a
So he was stuck in the hospital for a couple weeks, diagnosed with the NEC, and then he left, and then you had to go back for surgeries.
Yes.
Okay, so he was diagnosed still at the hospital. You never left.
No.
Okay, for the
And he was
diagnosis.
diagnosed.
Okay. And then what was or what is his date of birth?
His date is 11/22/20. He's
Okay,
gonna be
and
four.
4. Okay. Then can you provide a birth certificate?
I
Yeah,
get I
okay.
sent it to I don't know who I'm speak I don't know how to speak to, but I know whoever I signed the papers with last time, who you said the name, that's who I sent it to, but I could send it to you
Yeah,
as well.
it's just the transfer agency, but we just have to
Okay.
reconfirm here, so I do apologize.
Yeah,
Was
no problem.
anyone else, any friends or family, loved ones also fed that formula?
Oh, not that I know of. I didn't
No.
like, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it was embarrassing, but I didn't speak to nobody else on that behalf because I don't know nobody that had a premature baby. So, yeah, not that I know of. It's not. It definitely wasn't in my immediate family. So.
Okay, thank you. And then next here we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the main injury is the NEC, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then can you confirm your child's gender for me?
If he's a male.
Oh, okay. And then his first name?
It's Prince, Prince.
Okay, and then last name?
Martin, Martin.
Okay. And then does he have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
No, okay.
He got a middle name, but no, his name
Okay.
is Charles.
And
His
then
middle name is Charles.
Charles, that's Charles.
Yes.
Okay.
Charl. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, you're
I'm
good. No
sorry, I
worries.
said yes,
And
Charles.
then do you happen to know his social or have it with you?
Let me check my is in my pictures, my photos, because
Okay.
I had to send it to them.
Okay. So sorry
Let
about that.
me. No, it's okay, it's fine. I only know mine's by heart. I got four kids. I can't
Yeah.
remember all of this by heart. Looking right now. Oh, I found it. Okay. is 159. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, it's 159-38-1742.
Okay, and again, 159-38-1742?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll go over the signer information, your information. Bear with me. The spelling of your first name, it came along with the transfer. It looks like it's S-H-A-F-I-Q-A-H.
No, it's F as in Frank.
At the first letter is F?
No, it's S as in Sam, H-A-F as in Frank, I-Q-A-H.
Okay, so again, S as in Sam, H-A-F as in Frank, I-Q-A-H?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Female, thank you. And then relationship to injured, you are mother?
Mother, yes.
And then what is your date of birth?
2/27/1981.
Okay. And then your social?
0596645-74.
Okay, and again, just to reconfirm, 2/27/1981 is your date of birth?
Yes.
And then social 0596645-74?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. And then there is an email that came with the transfer. It looks like it's your first name, last name, 81@gmail.com.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. Okay, perfect. And then is the phone you're speaking on your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then may I have your mailing address?
Yes, it's 7878 Custer, C-U-S-T-E-R, Custer Street. And that's Stamford, Connecticut, 06902.
Okay. Perfect. And just to reconfirm, it was 7878 Custer Street, Stamford.
No. I'm sorry. It's just 78. I'm sorry.
Oh,
just 178.
Okay. Sorry about that. So 78 Custer Street,
sorry.
Stamford, Connecticut, 06902?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney? Like, is your name on the birth certificate?
Yeah, my name is on the birth certificate.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then, is your full name listed on the birth certificate, the one that we have? Martin and everything. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then were there any of the following issues during pregnancy, like hyperintensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And then we'll go over the birth information. Was your child born premature?
Yes, 3 pounds, 4 ounces.
3 pounds, 4 ounces. Okay. Gosh. And you said he was born in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. And he went into the NICU, right? I believe you said that earlier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what?
Yeah, I know, because that's what I got.
I'm sorry. Do you know what, and these can be best to your knowledge, do you know what date he was admitted into it, the NICU?
It was as soon as he was born.
As soon as he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was, So like the 20, November 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
You think? Okay. And it was 2020, right? The year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to double check. And then do you, well, actually, let me see. You said he was in there for 2 to 3 weeks? Total?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me put my, so like December 13th.
Yeah, it was the first week. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say the first week of December. I'd say the first week of December.
First week of December.
That's what it was. It was the first week of December.
So like, dude.
Huh?
Sorry, bear with me. So first week, do you want to just do the 7th?
Okay, sure.
Just in case of sometime in between that time frame.
Yeah.
And then let's see, a full name as the of the child as it appears on birth certificate. It was Prince Charles Martin.
Charles Martin.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then again, you said that it was he was 3 pounds 4 ounces.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And then, and this is just best to your knowledge. Do you know the estimated first day that he started being fed that formula? It's just best to your knowledge.
Wait. I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
When was he first given the formula, the baby formula?
You said when was he first given the baby formula? He got it right away.
Got it right away. So the same.
It was the baby formula. They told me it was for premature babies. That's mm-hmm. why he got the baby formula.
So the 22nd, same day.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Do you know
when because you know he was tube fed. So whenever mm-hmm. they was able to give it to him, like I wasn't in there with them, mm-hmm. but he was tube fed. So whenever they was able to give it to him, I don't know if it was like right after he was born, but I know it was that same day.
Okay.
So yes, you could put the 22nd.
Okay. Do you know when was he fed? Was he fed the formula up until he left that first week of December? Best
yeah.
of your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
probably. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so let me just make sure.
And the formula, it helped his weight, but I guess it just did something different. But I didn't know either that the formula was made
was
with
that,
powder.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course.
I know
I
that.
Wouldn't have given
so that was...
Yeah.
That was the big thing, you know what I'm saying? And being that, like, the rest of my kids, they was born normal, I didn't know. So I just went by what the doctor suggested.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm sorry. Ugh. And he was fed the formula, not the fortifier, in the hospital? Or are you, do you know which one specifically?
I'm not aware. Yeah,
sure.
I don't think I'm really aware
of which one was given.
Yeah,
but it was one
I don't
of them.
Think.
Okay.
I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. one of them, but I'm not sure. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. because he had to be done through a tube. Like, I've never even seen that before. You
okay.
know, the rest of my kids, they was born regularly. So like, it was everything was like new and different, and
mm-hmm.
it was scary.
And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension.
Green.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
He had green vomit, he had stomach pains, and he also had bloody stool and it was hard for him to breathe. His respiratory system was He had breathing issues.
Okay. Was his stomach like swollen and red, tender?
I'm
Or
like,
it was
I'm
just
trying to
like.
remember. I don't know because he was in an incubator and I really couldn't like touch him. But I'm
Oh,
trying to think.
gosh.
I'm trying to think of like the look of it. I can't really think about the look. I can't
Okay.
think of the look of it on how at the yeah. I
Okay.
don't remember like the look because I couldn't like really touch him. I got to hold him sometime because they let you hold him. I had to have the gown and stuff on, but he mainly was in the incubator, so I'm
Okay.
trying to think.
No worries. And they could always
It
adjust it
probably
later
was
on
swollen.
too.
It probably was a little swollen because he was really little. So anything that went in his body, you could tell that it went in his body. But like I said, the milk, it helped grow his weight though. That's, to be honest, I think that was the only thing that it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. And do you have a medical record for him, or at least with a doctor?
With the doctor's name on it?
Yeah, would the doctor have a copy
What
of
you
his
mean?
medical records?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
of course. The hospital should have a copy of all his medical records.
Okay. And if they needed, they'll usually do the requesting, but if they needed you to do it, would you be able to provide it like via email or mail?
I mean, if I go to the hospital and it's like that, I don't know how that works out. But if they don't give me a problem with getting the records, I sure will.
Okay. Perfect. And then,
I need you guys. So whatever you
yeah,
got
they usually
for
do
me, I'm
the
willing to share.
requests. Yeah, so we won't have to worry too much, but they just want to know just in case. And then,
Sure. Yeah, I don't have a problem.
let's see. As far as treatments and medical procedures, what kind of procedures or treatments happen? Was there antibiotics, blood transfusion, assistant ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory? It was a Penrose drain.
The treatment or the test performed?
Treatments or medical procedures.
Okay, so he had put, oh, so they stopped the feeding right away. Then we did vitamin therapy, we did nutriment therapy, and then he had to have the extra he had to get extra oxygen, and then yeah, and then the surgery, and that's all that I know of.
Was the surgery a ostomy surgery?
It was a laparotomy.
Exploratory laparotomy? One of those.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Lap. Yes.
Okay.
I think that's how they pronounced it. I'm like, I don't even know the spelling of the other thing, but I think they
It's over.
pronounced it like that. Did I say it?
Okay.
I was close.
Yeah, no worries. And they'll be able to adjust
Okay.
it once they get the medical records too. But they just want a general idea of
Okay.
what happened and who to request, what to request, that sort of thing. But when,
Right.
let's see, the next one here, it says, when was he last treated for the NEC related issues?
The last time, like when he got out the hospital and everything.
Yeah, when's the last time he had any related
So he
treatments?
got out the hospital. He got out the hospital in February.
Of 2020 or
After
21?
everything and stuff was, yes, 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, he got out in February 2021. It was like, was it the third week of February? It was actually the second week. I remember because it was right before Valentine's Day. Yeah,
Okay.
it was
So,
right before Valentine's Day he got out the hospital. I
okay.
remember I went and bought him this cute little onesie. Yes, it was right. I'm sorry, but it was right before
around
that's
the
how
14th.
I be remembering things. I'm trying.
Yeah, no worries.
No, it was before. He came home before
Oh,
Valentine's
okay.
Day, but around
Before.
there. So I would say
Okay.
like the 11th or the
11th.
12th.
Okay. We'll do the 12th just to be
Yeah.
safe. And then,
Okay.
do you remember the diagnosing doctor?
No.
No, but it was at
I only
Norwalk.
remember the doctor. Yeah, I only remember his doctor name.
Okay, do you
So his I
remember the
remember
doctor's name?
his doc yes, his doc his name was Dr. Arthur.
Asa, do you remember
Yeah,
how to?
Arthur. Arthur is ARTHUR. And then the last name is dubbed as DOBOS.
DOBOS.
Yes, boy, yes, OS.
Okay, and is that at Norwalk?
Yes, he was a pediatric that was that's Prince pediatric doctor.
Okay.
Well, it was.
Okay. And he's the one that diagnosed or did treatments?
That's the thing. I don't know who diagnosed. That's the thing because the clinic was inside the hospital or whatever, and the doctor. So sometimes he had the same doctor. That doctor was on there giving somebody else, but I'm not really sure like who diagnosed. But I know he had to know about it because he was his primary doctor. So the clinic was in the same as was in is in the same place as the hospital. So when I gave birth basically like upstairs from the clinic. So like. All the doctors is like, I don't know if it was his. I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure if it was his doctor. I don't want to give false information. I'm not sure if it was his doctor, but I know his doctor had knowledge of it.
Okay, but Dr. Arthur is at Norwalk?
Yes, he's at Norwalk.
Okay. So that's okay. We'll just put that one. They should, that doctor should have records of it at least.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because
So,
that was his primary doctor. So regardless if you see like different doctors, like if he absent, it everything always mainly go back to the primary doctor. So
Okay,
that was
perfect.
his primary doctor. So I believe like yeah,
Okay,
he
no
should have
worries.
everything.
And then let me put in, and that's all again just to reconfirm at the Norwalk Hospital at 34 Maple.
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see. Bear with me. You said he also had liver issues
Yeah,
earlier, right?
that was his main, that's what his main injuries was, liver problems.
Okay. Okay, let me just make sure nothing else is needed. So I'm gonna just read through just to make sure I didn't miss anything and just double check the info.
Okay.
So he was last treated for the NEC in around February 12th, 2021. You
Yes.
do have, at least with a doctor, some sort of medical record to show the injuries, correct?
Yes.
And then he first was given roughly the baby formula when he was born, which was November 22nd, 2020, stopped
Yes.
estimately December 7th, 2020. He used it for roughly 3 weeks. And then he
Yes.
was born prematurely. And let's see. I'm just double checking here. He was born with the NEC, correct?
You talking to me? I'm sorry. You,
yeah, you were. He was born with the NEC. Correct?
No, he wasn't born with the NEC.
He wasn't diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis.
He was diagnosed with it.
Diagnosed. Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. I apologize. And then he was also diagnosed at the hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so bear with me. I'm going to just put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. They'll be sent via text and email. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.